Democrats claim to be the party of working people. Come campaign season, Democratic candidates boast at every turn that they care about working families more than Republicans, the party they brand as a tool of the rich and the 1%. So it might come as a surprise that Republican Governor Charlie Baker of Massachusetts has called for doing more for struggling workers than the Democratic-dominated Rhode Island General Assembly. Baker has proposed increasing a state income tax break for low-income workers, known as the Earned Income Tax Credit, from the current 15% to 30%. By contrast, Ocean State lawmakers raised the Earned Income Tax Credit to just 12.5%. In an era of stagnant wages and declining labor unions, workers in Rhode Island need help. At the heart of the American dream is the idea that hard work pays off. Our citizens have put up with income inequality so long as we believed that even the poor have a chance to rise. A paycheck, as Franklin Roosevelt famously said, is better than any government social program in promoting a sound economy. President Obama has recognized the need to help workers. Despite pushback from some business leaders and conservatives, he has put forward new rules that would make as many as 5 million more workers eligible for overtime pay. Here's how he would do it. Currently, salaried workers getting as little as $23,600 a year can be denied overtime if they are called supervisors or managers. The president's new regulation raises that threshold to a little more than $50,000 per year. Unlike Obama, Rhode Island's Democratic lawmakers didn't do much to help the working poor this year. Governor Gina Raimondo proposed inching up the Earned Income Tax Credit to 15%. The state Senate supported that rate, but the House wouldn't go along. The House leadership chose instead to give a significant tax break to elderly Rhode Islanders who collect Social Security. Less than 1 in 10 Rhode Islanders over age 65 live in poverty, while nearly 1 in 4 children in our state are being raised in poverty, according to data from Rhode Island Kids Count and the Economic Progress Institute. Removing the state income tax from Social Security benefits means that an elderly household with an income of $48,000 will reap an extra $221 per year. This is in sharp contrast to the paltry increase in the tax credit for low-income workers. At $48,000, that family would get just $33. In calling for an increase in the Earned Income Tax Credit, Rhode Island AFL-CIO President George Nee noted that Earned Income Tax Credit dollars go right back into the economy, quote, a win-win for families and local businesses. Okay, so we all know that many politicians care about re-election above all else, and that old people vote and children don't. The politicians claim that cutting taxes on Social Security will keep more retirees from leaving the Ocean State. But, according to U.S. Census numbers, less than 1% of households age 65 or over move out of Rhode Island each year. Logic tells us that unless the Assembly can find a way to end January blizzards or move Red Sox spring training from Fort Myers to Fort Adams, elderly snowbirds will continue to leave for sunnier climes, taking their tax breaks with them. In a state that had a budget surplus of more than $100 million, shouldn't our lawmakers be doing more to make work pay for people who toil long hours at low wages?